Hello and welcome to the official podcast, episode number 259. We're actually just in a pretty intense discussion between getting shot and getting stabbed. I said getting attacked with a knife would be more beneficial than just getting shot at. Jackson disagreed. So we'll just go ahead and continue that now. Jackson, you're very wrong. I really think like with getting stabbed, like even outside of like general anime shit, I just think you have a better chance of making it out alive.
So here's what I think. First of all, I don't think either is beneficial. I don't think I can argue that getting shot is more beneficial.
Before we started recording, Jackson was arguing that bullets heal people and they can actually help rearrange your organs.
Yeah, maybe beneficial wasn't the right term for your heart.
Yeah.
So I think it's more detrimental, perhaps, to be shot because I feel like... No, sorry, to be stabbed, because I feel like you've got less of an opportunity to survive a stabbing, because I can just keep stabbing you over and over again once they're within that range, at least with
But they can keep
gun.
Shooting you over and over
again.
Yeah,
but the magazine is limited, maybe, at least. Like,
no, using Jackson, I read an article many years ago where they compared different, like, trauma injuries. You would so much rather be stabbed than shot. Bullets do so much goddamn damage to your body because you have the entry wound to consider. You have the entry or exit wound to consider. You have the fact it travels through your entire body and doesn't stop. Whereas with a knife, it can only go as deep as the blade can go. You would never want to be shot over stabbed. It's so much worse.
And what I was mentioning is it's not like an instant kind of death with a stab. Like even like I said, I watched the fight recently where a guy pulled a knife on another guy. It was in like a high school. He got stabbed in the neck multiple times and still fended off his attacker and got himself to the hospital in time. And he survived. With a
bullet, it wouldn't
have happened.
Would it have went differently if Alec Baldwin had, like, accidentally stabbed the woman, like, 17 times?
Like, he shot a blade out of, like, a blowpipe?
Yeah. Well, think about it, Jackson. Like, think about it, Jackson. If they were filming that movie and if it was a knife fight and Alec Baldwin accidentally stabbed the director, first of all, the person behind them would be fine. And second of all, the director would probably be alive.
We don't know that. We don't know how, like, well, yeah, maybe if he stabbed
if it was a really, really long sword.
If he stabs
him
like
once. Sephiroth's blade, yeah, he just like goes through five people like a shish kebab. All
right, so but what about like your leg? If someone shoots your leg or stabs your leg, I feel like the stabbing would be more damaging.
No.
I feel like the laceration would be more damaging.
No, Jackson, we have these things in our body called bones, and a knife 99% of the time is going to stop at a bone, whereas a bullet will keep going. Bullets are way worse than knives in pretty much every case.
Like, maybe bullets are cleaner.
Yeah, that's the thing I was going to say. Like in prison shankings, what they'll do, because they don't have actual knives, they like whittle down whatever the fuck they can get their hands off.
Yeah, like a toothbrush.
Like toothbrushes and shit. Yeah, but they will also dip it in feces before they stab you with it. So...
Oh,
as to get you an infection in every fucking... I know.
That's pretty smart on that end, yeah.
These people should be in prison. What the fuck? That's disgusting.
That's gross.
Yeah.
You could do that with a bullet too. You could like
they do.
I don't know, poop in a bullet and like
they do.
Poison bullet.
They do. The Taliban
on the muzzle before you shoot.
No, they do that. The Taliban, they take shit in bowls and then they rinse their bullets in it before they fire them.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Holy shit.
Yeah, is there any insult?
Is there any combat strategy or is this just
now,
a hobby?
Now, whether or not that works, like if maybe the bullet being super fast and hot, like, what's the term for cleaning itself?
Sterilizing.
Sterilize. Whether or not the bullet sterilizes itself, I don't know, but I know that's a thing they do.
Yeah, so when they fire when they fire, the bullet exits the gun and the shit just flies in their face like everywhere.
Just sprays doo-doo in the air.
Like a hollow point diarrhea.
Instead of muzzle flash,
God,
it's just a brown
flash.
God, it would
be so gross if they had like hollow points with diarrhea payloads where the bullet expands in your body and you just get a bunch of shit throughout your... Ew. What about clubbing?
Would you rather be
stabbed, shot, or clubbed to death?
To death?
Attempted murder. Like, if someone's coming at you, and would you rather be stabbed or be hit over the head with, like, a, I don't know, a mallet?
Ooh. That's a lot harder, though, because blunt force trauma can really fuck you up.
Yeah.
Wait, we're dying regardless, right? You said?
No, he said if you're just being attacked by it.
Yeah. Like, they're trying to kill you.
That's one of my worst fears, taking a really bad head injury and being, like, paralyzed or a vegetable or something. So, I don't know, man.
What kind of stabbing is it? Do they have, like, a katana? Or is it, like, a, you know, kitchen knife? What do we got?
I call that a stabbing. No, when I say clubbing, like with an actual caveman club.
No, but
I'm double going. He's hitting you over the head with it.
You're asking which one I would prefer, right?
Oh yeah.
So, what kind of knife are they using when they're stabbing?
I don't know, a K-bar. You're really splitting.
Why don't we get the best of both worlds? What if we attack someone? What if we attack someone with a machete and do both?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. The machete people seem fucking crazy. I've seen way too many machetes in cartel executions. I don't want that.
How
near
is a machete blunt trauma? Isn't it?
Because you hack away thick. With a machete.
Yeah, it's super thick.
Yeah.
But I feel like the damage comes more from the stabbing element of the machete.
Jackson's obsessed with stabbing.
I just think it's. I think it's scary. I don't like stabbing. I think you can do more with guns. I think you can dodge.
you can dodge
if it's like a Matrix.
Okay.
You've been watching those Detroit threat management videos I see?
Yeah.
Good lord.
I think knives are way more dangerous, and everyone has them. There's no legal mandate on knives. You don't need a license for a knife.
To be fair, though, like, everyone has something that can kill you. Like, all the time. They could just punch you in the head and you die instantly.
Their words.
That is for sure an upside on knives for killability, though. They are definitely more concealable and hideable and stealthy. Yeah. So, like, if you're standing next to someone and you get into a fight, like, they could have a knife and just whip it out and instantly start stabbing you. Whereas with a gun, there's some level of, like, oh, he might be carrying a gun by the way he walks, or you can see it. You know, some level.
Has there ever been some kind of, like, Assassin's Creed character that walks through, like, a crowded venue and concert and just, like, randomly stabs people? Because I feel like they would never be able to be found through that. Like, you could just walk through and stab
random people. Maybe that's what
happened
to Travis Scott.
It was in Japan. There was a guy, I don't remember when, but I think it was on a subway system. He just walked through cart to cart, stabbing as many people as he could touch.
Holy shit.
And what happened to him? Was he found?
Oh, yeah, the mass stabbing, I remember that.
Yeah, he was absolutely found, Jackson. Yeah, it's not like he disappeared.
That's how Charlie found out about it.
That's what I'm asking. I feel like you'd be more easily able to get away with that just by, like, stabbing and running away, kind of.
I don't know. Holy shit.
In a crowded venue, no one will notice, as opposed to a gunshot.
I don't know.
Apart from the person being stabbed, obviously. But who are they going to convince?
Apparently he was dressed as the Joker while he did it.
There's two different...
The Joker?
Yeah, there's two different ones, yeah. That was recent. That was like a month ago. A guy dressed as the Joker went through stabbing people. I was talking about a different one. I thought it happened twice.
Mm.
But yeah, that Joker guy's kind of wild.
Okay, but to answer Kaya's question, I'd rather be... First, it would be shot, then it would be blunt trauma, and then it would be stabbed. Like, from highest priority to lowest priority. What I want the most from the top to what I want the least to the bottom. What about you
guys?
Do
I really want people to shoot you rather than... I don't know. In hand-to-hand combat, at least, like, you have an opportunity to fight back, whereas somebody just taking shots at you from 50 feet
away. Let me put the difference here. If you take your hand... and you stab it a few times. There's a lot of bone, a lot of stuff in there that's going to stop it. At the end, it's like, okay, maybe you'll sever a tendon. Maybe you'll have really cool scars. But you'll be fine. If you shoot a hole through your hand, first of all, depending on the caliber, you now no longer have a hand. Second of all, you are probably not going to use that hand forever.
It also depends on the knife, though.
Not really.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. Like, no matter what you do to stab through your hand, you're not going to, like...
Yeah, it absolutely
it's like a
does.
Chainsaw.
No, well, Jackson, no. I don't think
between a butter knife and like an actual large scale, I don't know.
Now, Jackson, machete. if we're talking about like tiny shot, like I don't know, 22 or shit that you just shoot like raccoons with, yeah, it's not nearly as bad. But if we're talking a conventional gun, all of them are far worse than being stabbed.
Really not even close.
I feel like being stabbed would be way more painful. Think about paper cuts; they're painful, and now amplify that by 1,000.
I think the thing is, you've been stabbed before, like you've hurt yourself on paper doing your homework or whatever. So you like kind of you have this gauge of like, oh my god, it's the worst thing ever. You haven't been shot yet. I think we need to get you out on the range and just maybe put one in your.
But it's
foot
so
just...
clean; the bullet just like travels through
you. Shot.
It is anything but clean. It bounces around if it hits your bone, like fragments hit other places. It's not clean.
But yeah, it depends on what like lacerate also, and tear like... into your muscles and your ligaments and stuff.
So does
a
bullet.
Do you know what a hollow
no,
point
they
is?
Just travel
like,
through.
The whole point is it shatters in you and it expands in you, meaning it turns into a bunch of little pieces that just get lodged in your organs.
Are they the things filled with like little beans?
Like no, they're the things with like in the name and the hollow point.
Hollow point to me means filled with nothing. Because
well,
it's hollow.
It's filled with death coming your way. I don't think you want
to
be all shot. Right,
so you guys would seriously prefer to be shot to death? Stabbed to death as opposed to shot to death. I feel like being shot to death at least.
If we're like guaranteed death, I'd prefer shot. I feel like that'd be quicker.
Yeah.
Unless we can like retrofit the rules and I get beheaded, like in a guillotine or something.
That's not a clean act. Usually, that's like a hacking act. Like they just keep whacking.
Yeah, I mean, if
there.
You're talking about I'm trying to die, then yeah, I'd rather be shot in the head. I'd rather shoot myself in the head because I don't think you're gonna get the job done with knives unless you're like hardcore.
There are so many stories of people committing suicide via gunshot to the head, though, and then like not. Like it not doing the job, like they missed the brain stem or whatever, God, and then they're just facially paralyzed.
Oh, boy. That's the worst.
Anyway, I'm
talking about gunshot. Mangling things, you guys. How about them Rockstar remasters of GTA?
Have you played them yet, Kaya?
No, but I've seen videos that I initially thought were memes because of how awful they look. And they aren't, apparently.
I thought at first it was like isolated cases, like people finding things to complain about. But then as I kept looking, it's just one of the worst looking games I've ever seen.
So I started playing it. I've started with GTA 3. It's as bad as the pictures make it out to be. The game's still fun because it's still the same game. But they made that game look so much worse than the original. Yeah. It's crazy. So one of the things, and I had to ask chat because I didn't remember this. One of the things is the rain in GTA 3 is a filter in the remaster. So it's not actually in the game. They put a rain Instagram filter over the game when it rains. Mm-hmm. So it is disorienting and it crashes like the bitrate when you're streaming. It's miserable.
It looks awful.
It also renders underneath any bodies of water. So if you go to the ocean while it's raining, it will just cut all the rain off. Did you see that, Charlie?
No, I didn't see that.
Next time you're playing it, go to like a body of water while it's raining and the rain just dead stops right wherever the water is and you can manipulate it by moving the camera.
Well, like I was saying, it is a filter. It is not actually in the game. That rain is not actually...
You can tell because when you move, the image interpolates like it is a filter. Like, it's not isolated within the game world.
And this is a straight-up Rockstar team, right? Like, this isn't an outsourced thing.
No, it is outsourced. It's a mobile team that did this. They outsourced it to a mobile game dev.
How do you even do this? Like, technically speaking, because it feels like it's a 3D model of rain that just follows the character, like... that cloud guy in Mario Kart is just following Carl Johnson with rain. It doesn't even move when the character moves. It's fucking bizarre.
They had to fucking try to make it look this bad.
Good I just Lord. Think mobile game devs, like a lot of them, are not ready for that kind of work. So they just do like the laziest job.
So yeah, the mobile game devs, they did the original mobile ports of these games, I believe, most recent ones, and then they got hired by Rockstar to port that conversion over to, you know,
well,
console.
Another fun thing about this is they've censored it. Which, to me, censoring a Grand Theft Auto game is crazy, because the whole point is it's supposed to be as offensive as possible. Like, what the fuck?
What did they do?
One thing is they had a character who was a parody of Southern hillbillies. Like, he's, like, really much pickup trucks and guns and drinking, and he's literally a critique on the American South. And he wears a Confederate flag shirt, and it's a joke. And in the newer game, he doesn't, because you're not allowed to. Even though his entire existence as a character is to critique dumb Southern hillbillies.
And then, well, that would be like fine if sorry, go ahead.
No, there's just other bits of censorship here and there. I don't remember the specifics, but I think they removed certain lines and like redesigned certain characters to not be as untasteful, whatever you want to call it. I think Grand Theft Auto is a series where you should just let loose. That's the whole point. It's to critique American culture. It's always been parody and satire.
You're saying you shouldn't take a 20-year-old game and just censor it based on whatever fucking fatty, new mangled fucking bullshit is popular today. Yeah, I agree. Piracy is vindicated yet again, because I also heard that they removed these games, the old ones, from the Steam store. Is that true?
Yep. Yep.
That's an absolute travesty. Imagine that shit. They literally just burnt the old version and got rid of them. Don't look here. They never existed. Confederate flagman never was a thing. We're sorry.
Not to mention, these are full $60. These are full AAA price games.
Yeah.
So you're paying $60 for objectively worse versions of three classic games, and now you've got no way to play the originals. Well, unless you pirate or already own them.
Didn't they put out ports of these games not too long ago, and they were like $10 each or some shit?
Probably, yeah.
They've been on sale
for years.
They
probably re-release them pretty frequently.
I know, man. How do you make a remaster that looks worse? I don't get it.
It's actually
worse and it's censored.
And charge $60 for it.
Also,
too.
Apparently in San Andreas, if you ever use a vending machine, the game just crashes. So that's another fun one.
I believe it.
Yeah,
the game crashes frequently on Xbox Series X. The performance is also just shocking. I don't know what the fuck is going on with the performance. It's a 20-year-old game that looks like shit. It's not like it looks worse than last generation games, and it can't run at a like locked 30 frames a second. It frequently dips under in GTA San Andreas on Xbox Series X. It's a joke.
Why is gaming just so shit now? It's so upsetting.
I don't know, man.
What is it? Is it COVID or greed? I can't tell.
I think it's just
COVID.
I think it's business practices.
Greed.
No, I think it's really just they understand people are going to buy no matter what, so why put in the extra effort?
And people did buy this.
Well,
which is a shame.
I bought this.
Well, before we really dive into that, why don't we talk about something people should buy?
Sure.
I'll go ahead and pick. I'll pick Raycon earbuds. You guys fine with that? Is that a good choice?
Yeah.
Well, how could you not want it? I mean, with seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening with Raycons to anything you want. Are you listening to this podcast right now? Trick question. You are. You have to be. That's how you hear my voice talking about Raycons. And you could be listening to this show on your Raycons. You could listen to up to 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, so you can take calls on your earbuds if you're using them with your phone. Christmas is coming up. Hanukkah is coming up. Kwanzaa is coming up. Fourth holiday that I don't know about is coming up. We need more holidays. We haven't had new ones in a while. Doesn't matter. Make one up. Make it up for your friends and family and get them Raycons for it. Call it Raycon Day. Raycon-mas. Doesn't matter. Go to buyraycon.com/OP today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off of your Raycons. But hurry, this offer is only available for a limited time, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/OP to unlock up to 20% off of your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/OP.
Awesome. Thank you, Raycon.
So
we should make our own listen to the awful GTA games now.
Yeah.
We should make our own holiday.
Let's continue on the train of bad video games because I want to talk of Battlefield 2042.
I thought you said you liked it.
I do, and I hate that I do because it has nearly every bad modern gaming practice in it. So
I think so you and I are going to disagree here because I've been enjoying it.
No. The game is great. The core game is great. It is fun. It has so many fucking tools. I have played it, I think, 22 hours in the past 2 days. Like, I'm really enjoying it. But it also exploits everything wrong with the industry. First of all, they have removed God knows how many features. There's no more tactical crouch running. There's no more high jumping and vaulting. There is no more kill feed or proper kill scoring, kill to death ratios on the scoreboard. There's no proper scoreboard. There's no voice chat. There is an operator who is literally able to do nothing because they removed him right when the game came out because he was untested and unbalanced. There's a laundry list of things they removed only to casualize the experience and make it so players like think they're doing better than they are or not like catering to the hardcore group. And it's because since it's a hero shooter, they have a store button and there's nothing in that store button yet. But very soon, you're going to see skins and many, many skins and different buy this and buy that and customize your dude with this and pay real world money for that. Because they want people hooked and attached to these characters. And Charlie, you will probably agree with me on this. Each and every single character in that game is the most bland, generic person on the planet.
They're not very inspired. I will say the only one that I think is really cool is the wingsuit girl. She's fucking great.
I know, but what's her personality?
As a character?
Yeah,
as a character.
None of them have a personality, and it's because exactly. There isn't, like, there's nowhere they could do that. I don't have that a complaint. Like, Overwatch, they had their personalities outside of the game. They had,
if they don't have characters or anything, why even bother making the characters? Why not just make the tool sets accessible to, like, the class-based system
before? Which is why it's
a
shitty idea, because I've been playing Battlefield for, I think, 20 years now? And the series was built on you are a generic soldier in a field of chaos with all this shit going on. But why not just take that concept and give them loadouts? Hey, this class can use the grapple hook. This class has the wingsuit. Why do we need to attach really generic, like literally dollar store Overwatch character ripoffs to all of it? So that way you're fighting generic clones of each other and have a hard time telling who the enemy is.
Overwatch really hurt the gaming industry for me. I hate Overwatch so much.
Overwatch is one of my least favorite games ever made.
You loved it when it released.
Everyone loved it when it released. There was something super new and super fun. I loved it.
I saw where it was going. I said no.
No, you did not. You're not a gamer. Like you play like Jurassic World Evolution, build your little Jurassic parks.
That's the most gamerest game ever. What are you talking about?
I have a story about this. I tried to bond with Jackson, and I sent him a photo of a dino that I thought looked cool, and he immediately shot me down saying it wasn't realistic because the horns were too cool.
It wasn't!
So,
lead you astray.
I'll keep going here. I found the list on Reddit that covers a lot of like what I was talking about. So there's no stats page that tracks your stats. The map no longer pulls up in the corner. It takes up the entire screen so you can't see what you're doing while viewing the map. You also can't find yourself on the map. Charlie, were you ever able to do that?
I actually didn't even use that. I never even noticed.
See, you use the map all the time if you really go high level Battlefield because it shows where enemies are when they shoot. And it also shows where flags are going down and this and that. Oh, God. What else? There's a third of the amount of weapons as typical Battlefield games, unless you count Portal. But even then, Portal isn't what they exactly said it would be. It's the main game, but reskinned. It doesn't have, like, unique models for most things.
Unique models? Skins. Well, that matter.
Because they promised that you would play as, like, World War II soldiers and fucking, like, 2140.
Oh, you just say the operators in?
Yeah, it's just the operators wearing costumes.
Now, is that just because it's launched? Like, is there more settings
coming for
Portal?
I don't know, but that was it for now. Destruction's been toned down immensely.
That's one thing I noticed, yeah.
Yeah, you can't destroy entire buildings like you used to be able to. You can only destroy parts of them.
It's weird, because I always felt like destruction was one of Battlefield's key elements. Like, that's what I always remember as being, like, one of the main selling points during, like, Bad Company days. And so just turn that shit back.
There's no more medic indicators. Charlie, have you ever been able to tell when your teammate was able to revive you?
I think that's a bug, but no, you're right.
It's not a bug. They removed it. It's just not in the game.
No, wait. What do you mean?
They also removed the thing that says medic nearby. Yeah,
there used to be
a
little thing that
is.
Says nearby medics when your teammates were able to revive you. There is nothing in the game that indicates that they can revive you. It's just removed.
I know there's a bug where they can't revive you for some reason sometimes.
Yeah. If you're stuck in any form of collision at all, if any part of your model is touching a wall or a hill, you cannot
be
revived.
You can't be revived. Yeah.
There's no all chat, so you can't talk to the enemy in any way whatsoever. My matches autofill with bots because there's no server browser. It's all matchmaking, which also means there's skill-based. There's no matchmaking. There's no server browser.
No, Portal is entirely server browser.
Right. Why is there none in the regular game where 99% of the players are going to be?
No, that I don't know. I just thought you meant in general.
Again, this is why I hate this game. I'm having fun. I'm playing it a lot, but it has all the trappings of a modern game that I hate. They're removing features to try to appeal to the casual audience and make a less enjoyable experience overall.
So I think 90% of your complaints there aren't even trappings of modern games. I think that's just bad game development.
Well, it's not only bad game development. Every single thing I just mentioned was in the previous game.
Let's get something clear. Battlefield 5 was bad. Did you like Battlefield 5?
Most Battlefields were bad at launch. It launched poorly, but as it went on, it got really good.
Same with Battlefield 1. I played them recently, and they're fantastic games, but I remember at launch they suck.
It's not even Battlefield 5 where these things were removed. Battlefield 4 had most of this. Battlefield 4 had a server browser. Battlefield 4 had a traditional scoreboard, voice chat, enemy chat. It had most of this shit. And that game is like, 12 years old? Why are they going backwards? So,
I want to see if you agree with this. I think conceptually Battlefield, 2042?
2042.
Is, like, the core design premise behind it is just flawed. Because you take... Most of the problems stem from it increasing its player count from 64 players to 128 players in terms of performance. Anyway, it takes a big hit. But then you double the size of the maps anyway, so what's the benefit? Like, what am I getting for getting 128 players
now
on these maps?
Now, that I don't agree with, because I think the players do cluster up, and you can get really fucking giant moments. Like, Breakthrough is very good, because it's the entire game with just two capture points. So it's just a cluster of fucking people, and it's great. But I think the problem is that DICE is trying to copy other games too much, like Call of Duty and Apex Legends, and they're getting rid of shit that used to be part of Battlefield for years, and they're getting rid of it for no reason. Like, why? Charlie, did you notice that they slapped glow sticks on every operator as a cheap way to make sure you knew who was on your team? Yeah, because the biggest complaint during the beta was, I don't know who is and isn't on my team, because they went down the dumb shooter route, and that doesn't work when you have 128 players. So literally every character model now has a red or green glow stick on it, so you can tell whether or not they're on your team. It's awful. Like, I don't care about the bugs at all. Yeah, the hovercrafts can drive up walls. I think that shit is hilarious, and I don't mind it. And yeah, I get disconnected from the game, and sometimes, like, there's rubber banding, and you clip through the floor because of physics. All of that is, big game launch bugs. I don't care. What I care is they very clearly have just removed features that were in the series for decades. And they only did it because they want to appeal to the casual market who's going to buy a bunch of skins, and, like, they don't want people to stop playing the game rather than having a good experience. So that's my complaint. That's my soapbox. Oh, well. Games overall still good, though. I still do like it.
I just like it. I don't like video game companies getting allowed to release games in the current state that Battlefield release in, and then being praised. I think it's a very slippery slope that leads to more cyberpunks and such.
I think the game's also unfinished. I think it needed like 6 more months.
Oh yeah. But that's Battlefield. Most Battlefield games have released in that state, I think.
True. Well,
most games have released in that state. You can extend it everywhere.
Why? Video gamers are such losers, dude.
I know.
They're such losers. They always defend this bullshit. Why do they just hand over money, fist over fist, just to fucking video game companies that don't respect them?
Oh, also, Charlie, did you notice you can't pick what squad you're in the game?
That made me so upset.
I know.
Yeah.
I sound way more, like, harsh on it than I am. I have been playing it nonstop, and I do think the gameplay and the gunplay and the vehicles and all that is a fuckload of fun. The wingsuit, the zipline, excellent. But why all this stuff removed? Just puts a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, that's DICE and EA farting in your mouth. That's what you can taste.
It's definitely EA. I wouldn't put it past them.
I think some of the blame lies with DICE. Didn't they say at the start of the year that they're running ahead of development?
We didn't even talk about the worst thing, Charlie, the UI. It's fucking ugly as shit and hard to tell what you're looking at.
I agree to an extent. I don't think it's like that convoluted, but it's not great either.
So one of my favorite things, you like the wingsuit girl, right?
Yeah.
You know how impossible it is to tell which of her 3 special grenades you have out? Because the only way to do so is to look at the tiny thing in the bottom right corner that says the name of the grenade in like 9-point font while you're in the middle of a firefight. There's also a tiny little dot above the grenade icon, but you have to see which slot it's in. Do that at a glance. It's not going to happen.
You have to admit, taking a hovercraft up a building is pretty fucking cool.
Oh, it's great. Oh, fuck yeah. It's fucking great. And fucking, the hovercrafts in general are great. They're a lot of fun. And most of the characters are fun to play. Like, I was shocked. I thought they were going to be unbalanced and some were going to suck. Every single character is viable and does something fun. But it's still just I don't know. The way they designed the game just feels weird.
Have you played a lot of Portal? Because I've been playing like the Bad Company 2 version since that's my favorite Battlefield. It has changed quite a lot. Like in Bad Company 2, they've added extra bloom to it. So your bullets in Bad Company 2, they have like an actual mind of their own. I don't know if that's just like a launch day glitch or not, but it's pretty fucking nice.
I've seen videos of AI doing that.
The bullet spread is atrocious in the game.
Yeah.
And also, Charlie, do you enjoy how in the Bad Company 2 servers you can't change your class?
You can change your
use. If you play as recon, you have to use the soft lam. You can't swap it out for something.
Are you sure?
Yeah. There's no like other. If you're playing as like the recon in Bad Company 2, you have to use the soft lam. You can't change it to like the motion sensor or whatever the fuck they used to have.
I haven't tried to change it, so I guess I just didn't even notice.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm speaking from someone who's really passionate about the series and just plays every new iteration and loves it. There's just so many small things I don't like, but it is balanced out by things I love. I think swapping weapon attachments on the fly is fucking awesome. I think it's really cool.
That's a good new feature. I agree.
Yeah. And the new kits
are fun. I
love the
idea of the portal system. I just wish it wasn't like in such a buggy state.
Yeah, I think Portal's definitely unfinished. I think it needs more and they need to like fix it. But it's good in theory. Have you tried, what's the third game? Hazard Zone? Did you even try that?
I couldn't even get into a game. It wouldn't let me. I have not yet gotten to see Hazard. Is it Battle Royale?
It's, like Tarkov, where you loot stuff.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it has not worked for me a single time.
AAA game release in 2021, baby.
That's been super unlucky.
I don't know. I would say to most people, wait on the game. Wait another few months until like they fix stuff and add stuff, and then I'd buy it. But it is definitely fun. I'm not going to say it's a bad game because it's not. It's way better than the beta.
My advice would be to wait for the next Battlefield game to come out and then play Battlefield 2042. Because at that point,
Sad thing, isn't it, Jackson, with modern video games? As soon as this game gets a fuckload of content and gets good, they're going to announce a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Did either of you guys play the Elden Ring network testing?
Fucking wish.
No, I didn't.
The impressions that came out of it. No, just the beta thing.
Impressions really
came,
like
that
it, right?
came out of it were really good, yeah. They said it's fantastic. So I thought you guys would be into that, since you're Souls boys.
I love Souls series. I think it looks great from everything I've seen.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like another Souls game, which isn't bad.
Kai, are you excited for any video game?
No.
All right, then.
I don't even know what's coming out. Is there anything on the horizon that's
Halo
worth
Infinite.
Being excited for? You tell me. The last Halo game Infinite. I was excited about was Mario Party, and I absolutely wrecked Jackson's ass in it the other week. Jackson rage quit.
It was so bad. Every single roll was just misfortune. It was... I hate that game. There's no skill involved.
That's
Mario Party, baby.
No, come
it's
on.
It's all reliant on your rolls initially. That's all that matters.
No, you could win the mini
there is
games
skill
and
involved.
Win everything.
No, no, yeah, but Charlie, you're forgetting that Nintendo is a shitty company who use like 2.5 Raspberry Pis for their server network. So the lag and everything in these games is fucking awful that it basically does become a guessing game. Like a lot of the mini games require you to have good reflexes and shit and just does not work when you have up to like a second of lag. Not just like 30 milliseconds or 100. No, like a whole second passes between you clicking a button and your character doing something. It's truly a game of luck at that point, which kind of makes it funnier. But only if you're winning.
I don't remember if we talked about it last time we brought this up, but we couldn't even get a game of four people together. It would not let us. We were streaming it and playing it, and we hosted a lobby. And anytime the fourth person tried to connect, no matter who it was, they would not be allowed to join the game.
Sounds like Nintendo.
That's
for
another
you.
Thing.
That is Nintendo.
Like the menu system and everything is so busted that nothing works. And supposedly one of the features they advertised with this one was that, hey, our servers are such shit ass, but if you do get disconnected in the middle of a game, don't worry, it'll save your progress. But they don't tell you is that it takes half an hour to get back into the game. And also it saves the game at like 10 minute intervals, I guess. So if you win a star and then your friend disconnects, you have to win the star again. It's such dog shit, and I don't know how Nintendo continuously keeps getting away with it.
Well, Nintendo will always get away with it. People will literally always buy Nintendo games.
Same as Rockstar, same as DICE.
Yeah,
any video game company's big enough now.
We're reaching a really homogenized gaming culture where they can just push out any unfinished whatever product, and if they have the certain brand or studio behind it, people will buy
Again,
it.
It goes down to the gamers. Gamers are okay with it. They've proven time and time again that they're okay with it. They make apologies for the game developers themselves on like Reddit and Twitter.
I think it's such a good time to be a game developer because you don't need a PR team. Your fans do it for you. They literally handle everything
you don't
for
have
you.
They're so passionate. They're so passionate. You can can literally insult your audience. You can call them entitled gamers if they have a Razer complaint, and you're the person in the right.
I know.
It's so funny.
It's literally their marketing strategy. It's like, oh, you don't like a feature? Okay, fuck you, straight white male gamer piece of shit cuck bitch. And they're like, yes, mistress. I'm sorry, sir.
It doesn't
tell
even
me more
fucking...
games. Is the DLC coming out?
It doesn't even fucking land that far from home. I've been checking out the Battlefield subreddit to like see what other people are complaining about. And a ton of people are like, well, I'm having fun with the game. You just have to ignore these complaints and it's good. It's like, that's not the point. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Can we talk about another thing that it's worth your purchase to make me feel better?
Yes.
Thank you. It'd be movement watches. Movement watches are always worth your fucking purchase. Look, they've got
They don't insult you.
No, they don't. They give you just nice watches, menswear.
It's a compliment on your wrist.
Sunglasses, jewelry, fresh discounts. What more could you ask for? Oh, I know what you could ask for. Ocean Plastic Edition watches. Made from 100% recycled ocean plastic. That's a new big environmental hot button right now. How much garbage we dump in the ocean. It's a lot. It's kind of sad. But they are ready to make sustainable, water-ready, and stylish watches. for you. Movement also has Everscroll blue light filtering glasses. They protect your eyes and look amazing doing it. I personally cannot recommend using light blocking glasses more or enough. They honestly help immensely. Things. With how many people these days are stuck on their phones and stuck on the computer and TV and shit, trust me, protect your eyes. It makes a big difference. The filter will block nearly 90% of the most intense blue light rays. They are also stainless steel. They also have modern design, so hey, you can wear them outside. Like, you know, sunglasses. Isn't that crazy? You're going to want to shop Movement's Black Friday. It's going to be their biggest sale of the year. And you can shop it at MVMT.com using code OFFICIAL at checkout. Free shipping, free returns by going to MVMT.com/official. Movement.com/official, spelled MVMT.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right. So I am going to unfortunately have to excuse myself a bit early today. Today is a Moist Esports Super Major. Cola Ooh. And Lighter in top 16 today, and it's starting in like 8 minutes. So I got to head to the warehouse and go start cheering on the team. So I'm sorry for the early leaving here, but I've got to head out.
I think you meant to say you have a family emergency, Charlie. You have to leave immediately.
Moist Esports is my family, and they desperately need my cheering on. It's a team sport. They can feel my energy through the cosmos, so I got to go fight with them.
Go secure the dubski. Go on.
Go do it.
Okay.
We've got it.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, all right. For a moment,
I thought my recording stopped. Dude, gamers are fucking... My favorite thing is still when they have... Every once in a while, you'll see these campaigns. Like when Blizzard was defending China from criticism and shit, where people posted screenshots on Reddit deleting their Blizzard accounts, or Activision mm-hmm. accounts, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that all lasted 2 weeks. And at the time, I remember eating so much shit in the comments. Like people saying, no, Kaya, this is legit. It's not just an outrage that's gonna last 2 weeks. We're gonna take down Activision. And it's like, no. Look at you. You're still playing these fucking Overwatch games.
Yeah.
Because you jerk off to Tracer or whatever her name is.
Has there ever been a gamer movement that was successful? Ever?
No. No. I don't think ever. I think...
Gamers are the worst consumers.
I don't think even anything happened with Gamergate, which was the biggest thing, and they still, like, they're not over it. Not like, the game journos and the developers are still not over that thing that happened in, like... 2014? Mm-hmm. I want to say. It's such ancient shit, and they still blame, like, everything on it. They blame fucking Trump on it. They blame January 6th riots on Gamergate. It's truly a gift that keeps on giving, but I don't think other than that, they've ever taken any W's. They just keep on getting shellacked and ass-fucked by these companies.
That's why we need the government to step in and protect gamer rights. We can't be trusted to do it ourselves.
The sad fucking thing is, man, gaming companies are making more money now than ever, too, because these predatory business practices are just making them money hand over fist. Fucking sucks.
Sucks I miss for video game quality, yeah.
It's a less efficient model, I know, but I miss when expansion packs were a thing. Because it's like, yeah, you paid $15 rather than $2 or $5 or whatever you pay now for season shit. But you got like what felt like a whole full game or at least half a game's worth of content. Like I fucking remember Battlefield. We'll use that as an example. Battlefield 2 back in 2001. Game comes out. It's got a good handful of maps. Good thing of this and that. And then Spec Ops, Special Operations Expansion Pack comes out for $15. And it's like, not only did it add new maps, it added entire new factions. It added zip lines, grappling hooks, flashbang grenades. It added entire new like gameplay modes and fucking mechanics and like new vehicles. And it added all the shit. Now, what do we get with a season pass? One new map. That's about it. Some new skins. Woo!
You can easily tell where most of game development lies now, and it's in extending the amount of time people are meant to be playing the game and investing into their, like, you know, their storefronts.
It's like, the slot machine. You
know, most of game development goes there, yeah.
It's the fucking...
Let's talk about something...
Go ahead, sorry. Go
similar...
Ahead.
And I was going to say the same thing's true of, like, I put a, so pulling the curtain back here, we have an internal topics discussion, and I put a topic there, and Jackson and Andrew were very excited about it. It's Marvel announcing all of their new fucking shows. Yeah. It's the same garbage, which is just meant to keep people watching all these dog shit shows. So this is, let's see. I'm now going to list all of the shows coming to Disney Plus. Just the latest iteration here.
Jackson, as he does it, I want you to tell me straight up, honestly, if you would watch the show.
What about if you know what it's about? Like, because most of these things, I have no clue what they actually
it
are.
It doesn't whatever. Matter. Yeah, tell me straight up if you would watch the show as Kaya names it.
Okay.
Yeah. X-Men 97, Jackson. Are you excited yet?
No. Because it's still got the Marvel Studios logo above it. No.
Okay, chime in if you hear something that you think is super awesome and you tune in. X-Men 97, Echo, Spider-Man Freshman Year, Agatha House of Harkness, Marvel Zombies, She-Hulk, Miss Marvel.
Marvel Zombies is pretty cool. I read the comic book. It's actually pretty cool.
Sounds kind of cool.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. What the fuck is... Whatever. She-Hulk, Miss Marvel, Moon Knight, What If, Season 2, I Am Groot, Iron Heart, and of course, the beloved classic Secret Invasion.
So, there is one that
12 fucking shows that they just announced. Like, how do people sit down and watch this garbage?
There is one show on there I want. Marvel Zombies and What If are maybes, but there is one show that I want, and it has to follow...
Can I guess?
Yes, please.
All right, I'm going to go, I Am Groot.
That's actually the least on my list.
Damn.
No, the answer is She-Hulk, and I'll tell you why. In the comic book, She-Hulk is a lawyer, and she can't un-Hulk. Like, she's stuck as a green Hulk. I really want them to make a show like Law and Order, but she's stuck as the Hulk in courtroom, walking around breaking shit while doing dramas.
I just saw a picture. She's not the Hulk. She's just a green, sexy lady.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Fuck
she's
yeah,
not
she
a
big, ugly green monster.
Yeah.
Why does she get to look hot?
It's awesome.
And the Hulk doesn't.
I really want She-Hulk to just be a courtroom drama. The superhero shit doesn't even happen. It's just a giant green ugly lady doing court cases. Oh, I want that so bad.
I don't know, man. There's so much garbage that's just being pumped out on this Disney Plus platform. Like that, that was 12 shows that I just named. Like, how do you have time to watch this garbage if you're a Marvel consumer?
I know.
So put yourself in the shoes of that. You guys remember the guy who cried over the Star Wars trailer? You're like a literal Wojak meme.
Yeah.
Sure. How do you even have enough time, enough hours in your waking moments throughout the day to watch all of this? I get burnt out just from keeping up with like 2 or 3 podcasts throughout the week.
Exactly.
So yeah. It's just not us. These people, that's their main hobby. It's their lifestyle or whatever. So... There's 12 shows, yeah, but spread across the year. That's still like one episode a week, I assume. So
I made this
keep up with that.
I made this point in the text chat, but I want to reiterate it on the episode. I think by the time you're like 23, 24, 25, you really know your tastes. You have an idea of what you like and what you do like and what will appeal to you and what you don't. So you don't need to just follow the hype train of new stuff and kind of just be like checking around for new things. So the question is, how do you not by that point have infinite entertainment with all the things available to you? Like, here's a good example. Mad Max Fury Road. Excellent movie. We've talked about it a million times on the show. Kyle loves it. I love it. After I watched Fury Road and played the Mad Max video game, I was like, damn, I still really love Mad Max. I still think this world is incredible. I want more. So over the last couple months, I've watched every Mad Max movie. I watched the first 3 that were made back in the 80s. And now I want to read the comic books. And I think there's some regular books, too, because I love the world. But that's still so much fucking time and entertainment. And think how many series I know that applies to. Think how many games have sequels to play. Think how many shows have spinoffs. Think how many movies are out there where it's like, oh, hey, I heard that you like post-dystopia, like apocalyptic movies. Well, Children of Men's really good. Have you seen that? No. Check it out. Fucking Book of Eli's really good. Have you seen that? No. Check it out. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of entertainment properties that fill those check marks of what you would like as a person. How do you need more? There's already so much you haven't seen. How do you keep up with it? I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Well, wait.
It's simplest.
Are you arguing against new stuff in general?
No. I'm not arguing against new stuff, but I don't know how people constantly like trend hop or like try to always take in everything that's new and don't it, like. What is it like stopping to smell the roses? They don't take a breath and go, well, wait, what about this old stuff? Oh, hey, wait, we can indulge in this stuff, like really engross in it. You know, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, though. I don't think they are trend hopping. I think they are stopping and smelling the roses, and they've decided that all roses smell like Marvel movies. That's what they like. This is their main hobby. It's their identity. It's just Marvel movies.
That is
Marvel
fair. Shows.
They're the most generic garbage too, though.
They know what they like. Like what you said, like, you know what you like, and I think they know what they like, and it's Marvel movies. So that's just
fair. That's totally fair. It's
I don't understand how they make a show out of Groot. How do they make a show out of I Am Groot? He just says Groot, right? That's his whole thing.
I don't know why people love that character. I don't know why they love Baby Yoda. I don't understand. It has to be just like little children Groot is from
fuck you.
The fucking Guardians of the Galaxy movies, right? And the only good thing about those movies are Chris Pratt and Batista and their interactions. Like, Groot is literally just going... It's just... what's his face? Vin Diesel going, I am Groot.
Are we missing something with that, Andrew? Because he just doesn't seem like a very interesting character when he says one sentence the entire time.
We used to be gamers, guys. Do you remember The Cake is a Lie?
Yeah.
When that literally took over the entire internet.
Yeah. Oh, Christ.
BRB.
Oh, it's the Jackson and Andrew show. Let's go.
So what are you most excited for, apart from She-Hulk, then?
I think Marvel Zombies and What If have potential.
You're a comic book guy. What is Marvel Zombies? Is that based off anything, or are they just doing something new?
It's an alternate world. So Marvel and DC, of course, big on like, oh, this isn't Earth. This is Earth Zeta X5, an alternate world. Like, it's an alternate world where the Marvel cast has been zombified, and there's like some, like, I think Magneto is a survivor, and he's like human, and he gets killed pretty early. But the idea is that, like, all the superheroes are zombies, so you're just fucked. Because it's like, oh, it's Spider-Man, but he wants to kill people and eat them now.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I read it a long time ago. It's really old. But I remember it was pretty neat. It was cool.
So it seems like to me, what's Marvel do now? They've got the big shit out of the way. Like, they've got Thanos and stuff out of the way. Now it seems like they're doing much more obscure shit, like Marvel Zombies and Ironheart and Moon Knight. Like, those aren't massive Marvel characters, are they?
Well, they're trying to make them massive characters. I mean, look at Thor, to be honest. Thor wasn't that huge of a beloved Marvel property until the movies, you know? People didn't care that much about Thor overall.
Yeah, it always surprises me how passionate people are about Marvel stuff. Like, when I went and saw Eternals, it was just kind of a side gimmick. Yeah. Like,
did you watch, what the fuck is it called, Quan Chi and the Seven Rings?
Yeah, I liked it. It was good. Okay. It was fairly good, apart from the end. But what I was going to say is, like, we were in the theater watching Eternals, and the people next to us wouldn't stop hooting and hollering and laughing. God. They were so loud and enjoying it so much. So those are the people that enjoy Marvel movies, I think.
Did I tell you the Dark Knight Rises story? Because I had the same exact experience. I don't remember if I've already told it on the show, so
Dark Knight Rises? That's not a funny
movie. Yeah, I'll keep
it
brief. So, you know The Dark Knight Rises, the Batman sequel?
Yeah.
I went to see The Dark Knight Rises in IMAX, and there was a group of, like, early 20-year-olds, two rows behind us, and there was, like, eight of them, and they were all wearing Marvel shirts and shit. And, like, they were okay for the first half of the movie, but then when the action-y, like, really intense stuff started happening, they started, like, going, yeah, or woo, really loud. And that scene at the end where he jumps the canyon without the safety rope and makes it, they all literally stood up and started going, hoo, 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 hoo. It was embarrassing. God.
But isn't that part of the fun, that it's like a communal thing if you go to the theaters almost?
Well, not when everyone else is trying to watch the movie, you know? It's like you gotta have the whole theater in on it.
It was that opening night?
It was, I think. I don't remember. It was close to it.
Okay, I'm like, that's more normal. If it wasn't opening night, I'd be like, that's a big annoyance. But I feel like you kind of sign up for that when you go to opening night.
I don't know, man. I think it depends on the screening. Like, if you have people in costumes and there's lines out the door, yeah. But this was not like opening day, so we just literally went when it was movie time. Yeah.
I always get annoyed. I hate noise if it's completely unrelated to the movie. If someone's just on their phone or something, that's just disgusting. But I do like I'll admit, I do like the communal aspect of just you're going to go watch a movie. And I think the last time that happened to me before like COVID and shit was Endgame, where Dr. Marvel, no, what's his face? Captain America picks up the hammer. Thor's hammer, and the whole fucking audience lost their shit, and then they had
feel
the
electricity
power
in the room. It is nice. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is fun. But then they also had that girl power moments where all of the female heroes are on screen at once, and everybody was in silence because nobody was cheering.
Yeah, because there's no build up to it. You have an entire You have an entire arc and character build up for Captain America picking up the hammer, and it's a triumphant moment. Meanwhile, the fucking girl power moment, it's like, oh boy, Captain Marvel, who had one movie no one liked. Woohoo! Oh well.
And then Group Lady puts on the Iron Man suit.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god, that was so such dog shit. Honestly, thinking back about all the I'm not even keeping up with all the garbage they release anymore, but still, me personally, I've probably seen like 30 Marvel movies at this point, and I can think maybe of two good ones, which is like Iron Man and I guess Guardians of the Galaxy with Chris Pratt and Dave Bautista. It's truly a horrific franchise, and I don't understand how they keep getting away with it. It's like the...
All right, well, horrific's a bit of an overstatement. Jesus, it's not like it's committed
war
crimes or anything.
Well, it's just such generic bottom-of-the-barrel, lowest common denominator dog shit. It's basically the adult equivalent of Elsa from Frozen pissing on Spider-Man on YouTube. Like, those videos that people would put on for their children to mindlessly
watch. It's generic,
watch,
but
let's not
go too far. It's not like DC level bad. It's still
hey man, Snyder Cut was excellent, alright?
Yeah, it only took him like, what, 4 years and 5 hours of content?
Yeah, and the death of his daughter. Yeah. What an asshole.
That's what it took.
Yeah, it was like that scene with Thanos. What did it take? He's talking to his kid. Do you think maybe while he was directing and editing it, though, that he slept on a Helix mattress to recharge himself between working on it?
Oh, man, I really hope so.
I fucking do, too. I love a Helix. I love Helix so goddamn much. I'm going to drop all pretense here and talk to you, the viewer, directly. I have a Helix mattress as my spare mattress now. So anytime any of my friends come over and are, like, visiting my apartment, we slap it down, and it is so goddamn comfy. They are shocked. You would think they go, oh, mattress on the floor? That sucks. No, they have a wonderful night's sleep. Every single person I've had visit me for like a weekend, they can say nothing but good things over how comfortable that fucking mattress is. And I love it. I've slept on it all the time. I love it. It's great. Helix Sleep is going to give you a mattress that you're going to want because it's unique to you. They'll make it soft. They'll make it medium. They'll make it firm. They'll make it good for cooling you down. They'll make it for plus-sized people. I took the Helix quiz, and was matched with a mattress that's great for not only me, but apparently everyone who stays with me, because no joke, everyone who sleeps on that thing loves it. Helix is awesome, and you don't have to take my word for it. They were awarded number one best overall mattress in 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. All you need to do is go to helixsleep.com/official, take the 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. You'll also get $200 off. You like how I paused there? I kept you in suspense.
Yeah,
$200 off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/official. That's helixsleep.com/official for $200 off and 2 free pillows.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Did you guys see that singer urinating on a fan's face during that festival performance?
That's in Florida, right?
What is up with you people
in
Florida?
Video?
Yeah, there's
a story
video.
Also, is there a video?
It is a geyser.
Oh my God. Chat, help.
Yeah.
Geyser.
Yeah.
So
I've never seen piss like it.
So full context, the singer, the group is called, I think they're like a punk ska band. They're called Brass Against, and they have a female, like, punk rock vocalist. And in the middle of a show, just in the middle of a regular-ass concert, not even, like, a giant stage or, like, a really, like, sold-out venue, just they're at a fucking rock festival. She pulls down her pants, bare-assed, fully down.
What the fuck?
Squats over a fan who's laying on the stage and geysers. Yosemite Falls urine onto his face. It is an impressive stream of urine.
What do you think was going to... He was down there for that. He was absolutely, like, expecting this. That's what
He loved it, because after it's all done, he starts cheering and pumping his fists and going crazy. He loved it.
I'm all right with it, first of all. Those two consenting adults can do whatever they want on the stage.
But in front of a stage. I didn't consent.
What bothers me, though, is he then gets up and grabs a handful of piss and throws it at the audience, disgusting.
Look, behind closed doors, that could happen all they want. That's fine, but not at a fucking public venue. I'll bet a ton of people in the audience didn't want to watch that. That's not okay.
They're all filming this. I think they like it. I don't know.
Yeah, you could run away and close your eyes if you're that scared of it. But like, it depends if it was an over 18 event. First of all, if it was if there were children and shit in there, I'd be like, all right, well, this is fucking weird. But like, if it's an over 18 event and everyone's drinking, then it's fine.
And don't take this as like victim blaming. Drinking. But why the fuck was there like a 10-year-old getting trampled to death at a Travis Scott concert to begin with? Right? It's like, you shouldn't bring underage people to these concerts at all. They shouldn't be seeing a woman piss on a guy's face.
You know,
well, this is a controversy. Travis Scott festival. Just so you know.
Well, Travis Scott pissed on his audience's face.
I was going to say, this
in general,
this is quality service compared to the Travis Scott situation.
To be fair, I'd rather watch a woman fucking fire hose on a man than get trampled to death, probably. I implore everyone listening to watch this video at home, because that piss stream is... water pressure is like equal to an entire city sewer line. It's crazy.
Is that how women piss? Is it just like a fire hydrant going off? Because men's streams are so like sophisticated and coordinated, and they're like gentle little streams.
Sophisticated.
I'm gonna watch it
again.
Yeah,
but look at her piss. It's like funnels out of. It's like an explosion. It's like a volcanic eruption.
Why do you think they have to sit down to pee, Jackson?
I just thought it was because they didn't have like dangly bits, you know.
Good Lord. It's just because it swings. And I love how when it happens, the band just keeps going and just keeps playing like nothing happened. It's so good.
Yeah. I also like how she doesn't wipe or anything. She just pulls up her like latex pants jeans. It must be so gross.
In a statement posted to Twitter, Brass Against wrote, quote, "We had a great time last night at Welcome to Rockville. Sophia got carried away. That's not something the rest of us expected. God. And it's not something you'll see again at our shows. Thanks for bringing it last night, Daytona." So, oh my God. How awkward must that have been in the green room afterwards? Like, Sophia, what the fuck?
They also posted a statement on Twitter, though, where they were like, "We have no idea what the fuck happened."
Yeah, so here's the replies. They said, "It's just not what we do, still processing." And then another one saying, "We're still processing. This was profoundly unexpected." And then another one, "We're truly sorry, not who we are as a band." Damn it, Sophia, you're tearing the band apart with your urine streams.
Yeah, can you imagine? Like, God. Sometimes I get carried away on the show too, but like, can you imagine if I pulled down my pants and pissed in like Adam Kovic's face just in the middle of the show? "This is not who we are as a podcast."
Kaya's actions last night were just unwarranted when he pissed his pants live on stream.
Good Lord.
Yeah, she must have been drunk or something.
Probably.
I'd have stage fright already, being up on that stage, like, singing and performing. To actually pull down my pants and piss on some random person's face, I wouldn't be able to.
Absolutely. Well, like, mid-song, too.
That stream.
Didn't even, like, think about it. Mid-song, just... Really, just got
she
in
synced,
there.
She synced the stream up with, like, the when the lyrics came back, and that's when she started, like, when she started screaming, she started pissing as well. It was quite
It's
powerful.
Great, too, because her squat looks like she's about to fucking drop a turd on his face.
That's what
like,
I was
antsy.
Worried about. That's what I was worried about. It's like, she's taking a little bit. Is this number two? Did she convince him for something a bit more significant?
No. Oh, God. Thank God she didn't have to, like, diarrhea all over his face.
Imagine if she just exploded shit all over him. Christ.
It's such confidence, because thinking to me, I have like toilet shyness and shit. Like, I can't pee if you're watching me and like listening to me. I feel awkward. And this lady just straight up pisses her entire bladder on this man's face.
Think about how happy he is as a fan, though. If he's like a lifelong fan of this band and he loves her so much. First of all, he got to go up there and meet her. Second of all, he gets to lay down underneath her and, like, he sees everything. He sees her vagina and everything. Just, like, nothing's left to the imagination anymore. And then she pisses in his face. They're tied together inexplicably forever now. It's like a deeper relationship than anything
else. I feel like... Yeah, but this feels like an exclusively, like, male thing to desire, because I don't think, like, I as a fan of a, I don't know, like, can you imagine any woman going up to, like, I don't know, Tom Hardy, like, piss on me, and then he does during the, well, I guess there would be
I think, at least some. I think there are, yeah, I think there are, I think with men it's way more common, but there are some girls that would like to be pissed on by
there's girls who like being humiliated, for sure. I
just think first of all, that has to be extremely rare for you to be a fan who's okay with someone pissing on you. I don't know if this was this guy's kink. What, did they even pre-plan that? How did she even know that he wanted that?
I think she screamed out to the audience, does anyone want to be pissed on? Or something like that. And then he put his hand up.
Simple said, enough. Right,
I choose you. Get up here. I'm not joking. I think it was some kind of line like that. She's like, I really need to piss. Who wants to be in my toilet?
And then that's awesome. All right, I take that. This is fucking cool.
But to go back briefly to what you were saying with girl fans not wanting to be pissed on, what about R. Kelly? He pissed on people.
Those weren't fans. Those are little girls he groomed. That they were like fucking 14 or something that he pissed on. That doesn't count.
He still pissed on them, technically.
Yeah, but they weren't like this dude, like, literally washing his face in the woman's piss and going, hell yeah! And then, like, proudly shaking his fists in ecstasy as he's inhaling her piss fumes.
You think this is going to, like, so inspire smelly. Other metal bands? They're going to be like, guys, we have to up the game. We have to start throwing buckets of piss on the crowd. We can't let them win.
Oh, yeah.
It's still not the wildest thing that, like, these bands have done.
No.
Like, people ate bats live on stage, and then there's, like, Gigi Allen, who's just fucking insane.
I might have misread it. I thought that this was, like, an open, like, rock festival where you could, like, come and go as you pleased. So that's why I was like, oh, don't piss on a guy. That's fucked up. But if this was a closed off concert, then that's fine. That's okay.
But this was definitely closed off, and he was definitely consenting. It's not like she just spread her legs and pissed wildly into the audience and it hit this one guy.
Yeah, that was telegrammed, like, all the way through. She gave him a lot of time to hit the ejector seat button and get out of that situation.
Look how he's like.
It takes her,
he's
like,
so
30 seconds. Just to get her pants down, and all the meanwhile, he's eagerly underneath her, just smiling up at, like, you'd think the gates of heaven opening before him.
He's got his hands behind his back, like, he's so satisfied already. He's, like, super comfortable.
You know,
he's, like, laying down on a Sunday evening. He knows what he wants, and he got, like, that's the luckiest man in the world, I think. He knows what he wanted, and he got it from someone that, like, you could never imagine that you would get that from, I guess. At least from his perspective.
He must have been... He's masturbated, like, at least 17 times since this.
He's probably dead, yeah. He's probably just... All the life has left his body from his ejaculations.
Sure, death, yeah.
Yeah, what a lucky man. But you'd do the same, Kai. You said that, like, if Halle Berry came to you and said, let me fart in your face or whatever, you'd do it.
Ew. What? No. Ew.
You totally would.
I don't want flatulence in my face.
Halle Berry leans over to you, anus right there, and just goes, come on, I really got to fart. You wouldn't do her the honor?
No. For me to eat that ass, it has to be clean. There's protocol we need to follow, okay? There's, like, the Cormier, where you're not farting
in
my
face.
Her.
I don't even love her, and I'd do it just because it's, like, it's a fun story. Like,
yeah,
no
I'd
one
let
else
her
say
do it.
That happened.
Yeah.
I say all this, meanwhile, my last, like, 10 voicemails to Brady, our moderator, are my farts. Literally just recordings of my farts.
Yeah, you're gonna have to stop that. That's a Twitter cancellation threat in the
Well, now we know Brady would let Kaya fart on him.
I wish I actually had them so I could play them for you guys, but Jackson heard some of them, I think.
I didn't go out of my way to you just played them in front of me, but yeah, it's not like I was asking for them.
Jackson's scavenging around. Kaya, got any new farts today? You got any new clips?
Yeah, I've been waiting.
Come on, time's ticking.
I can put you on my fart newsletter if you like. It's actually really useful because, like, you know, if you have an upset tummy or anything, you're wondering, what the fuck did I even eat for it to be upset, and why am I, like, shitting? Is this my second shit today? I don't know. So I just keep a shit diary in Brady's DMs, and it kind of works. Like, I can just scroll up.
You use this man for all of your needs. I need to write some stuff down. Brady's DMs are open.
Does it read like a diary? Like, Tuesday 7th. Today I took one steamy shit, Brady, and it was full of corn.
Oh god, I don't know if I want to share this.
Why? Is it that... You're fine with sharing it with Brady.
Just slap a Marvel logo on it, people will want it.
Might take a big fat stinky shit today, steaming hot. Just so you like them.
Okay, you guys are in a gay relationship.
Yeah, no, that's not a gay...
You just opened your fetish to us, to the world.
Yeah, all right.
Oh my lord.
That's fucking weird.
Did you put a little winking emoji at the end? I mean...
You sound like furries who love crinkling, you weirdo.
No, I didn't put the winky emoji, but I used the monkey emoji covering its face of shame.
Oh my lord.
I don't know, man. It makes me laugh like a fucking retard because I know that he wakes up and, like, the first thing he sees is me talking about shits and farts, and he, like, retches. And it makes me laugh and laugh to myself every single time.
Clearly, you're having fun of it from, like, a mean perspective, like, you enjoy making him suffer through it or whatever, but, like, what if you found out that he was actually super into it and he was, like, jerking off to them? How would you feel then?
I would feel very uncomfortable. Yeah, that would be disgusting. Let me see if I can play this for you guys real quick. And then
you know what you have to do,
show.
Brady. Take the power back. Take your power back. Jerk off to them. And then show Kaya.
No.
Hey,
no, please no.
Fair's fair.
I'm trying to find my audio device. Hang on. Can you hear this? Did you hear that?
Nope.
No.
I don't want to hear your farts again. I don't want to.
It's not farts. It's me. So this is... How are you not hearing this? Hang on.
I want Jackson to hear your farts.
No. They were impressive. They were impressive farts.
Yeah,
they were super long, Andrew. You should have heard them. It's like
I'm
a
confused
trumpet.
Why you're not hearing this.
What is it?
Maybe it's being
it just
muffled by Linkin Park.
Me talking to him. Stall for me. Topic. Talk about some... Have you guys ever been peed on?
Only on myself in the shower. And even then, on my legs.
Oh, actually, no. Pee up?
No, on my legs if I'm just standing in the shower sometimes.
Pee on me in the shower. I forgot about that. But that's shower shit.
Who gives a shit about the shower? Piss on each other all you want. It's fun.
Yeah, it's sword fight time in the shower. Yeah. That's my motto. Yeah, if it's in the shower, it's clean. It washes right off.
It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Who gives a shit? That's what the point of the shower is.
Yeah. Why'd you hop in there if you didn't want to be pissed on? All right, Kai, come on.
I can't figure this out. Sorry. I can't. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know why it's not fucking playing for you guys.
No.
This is not the quality I expected from this podcast, man.
Hundreds of thousands of people and make fun of Brady, but I guess I get cucked out of it.
Yeah, I'm not listening. I'm gonna go watch a Marvel movie instead.
Let's
wrap.
Inferior
I gotta
content.
I gotta go to bed.
Let's wrap.
Alrighty, thank you everyone for listening to this episode of The Official Podcast. Bonus is over at patreon.com/TheOfficialPodcast. That's four of us over there. All four hosts are on each of those episodes, so you can go listen to them.
We want to thank our guest, Charlie, for coming on. It sucks that he had to leave early.
Super nice.
Super nice
guy.
I'll bet
family emergency.
I'll bet all of the audience, every single one of them, is still listening on the YouTube video after 40 minutes for this podcast. They love it.
Yeah.
Totally didn't click to a new video as soon as Charlie left. Never would happen.
Their loss. All right, guys. All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.